calls recording. Good morning, Audio Boo. Today is Monday, the 5th of November, the fifth day of Audio Mo. Audio Boo's month of mowing. No, Audio Boo's month of audio, perhaps. I have to say, I didn't mean to hit record when I hit record, but let's run with it. I have been trying to use my MacBook Air with VoiceOver with limited success. I think I had my first real success yesterday when I managed to put Pages, the Mac equivalent of Word, into the dock, which I suppose is sort of the Mac equivalent of the start menu or the sort of, yeah, I suppose the start menu. And I am still sitting in bed. I was just sort of, I was about to do the boo, and I was getting ready to do it, but I hit the button a little more quickly than I was intending to. So I am here with my MacBook Air, which I'm going to place on my knee, and I'm going to sit up a little more straight. I am, as I did, as I have done for the past couple of days, I've pulled out the earphones so that if I check anything on the phone on the guide to using VoiceOver, then I can let you hear it, although that may not be relevant for today. Let me just open the screen up. And we'll see what happens. Nothing happens. Okay, let's press start and see what happens then. Nothing is happening. You want to speak to me? One moment. Let me just pop that down there. Hope you can still hear me okay. Just chopping the password. See if it does anything. Yet. Nope. Nothing at all. Why am I not getting anything at all? Let's try turning VoiceOver on and off, which seems to be the general approach to these things. If at first it doesn't work, reboot it. Nothing still. And I've just realised, you know, I have no idea whether the thing is actually running or not, because as I've said on previous occasions, I'm doing this with the screen curtain on, and I have promised faithfully that I am not going to rely on sight to do this, because it was causing me enormous stress doing it anyway. I can't see the screen properly, I can't really navigate by sight, and I really, in order to become a more proficient VoiceOver user, I really should be doing it without even attempting to use sight to get out of problems and things. So, in the spirit of that, I haven't a clue whether this is on or not. Oh, it dinged. It must be on. That's good. I don't know why it dinged, because I accidentally just pressed function key twice, which turns the speech to text thing on, and the dictation feature. So, it's on. It's just not speaking to me. She's sort of worse in a way. Come on. So my plan for today had been to follow up on my success. Ooh. Okay. Yes, it's definitely on, because for some reason, screen curtain just came off. I'll put that back on. No. Doesn't want to be put back on. Maybe VoiceOver isn't on, then let's just try switching it back on. Here we go.
VoiceOver on.
Speech. Yay! Speech off. Ah, I see.
VoiceOver muted. VoiceOver muted. VoiceOver muted.
Yeah, okay, so you can speak for me now.
Image browser. Group.
Yes, you are. That's good. Okay.
Trackpad commander is already on. Screen curtain on.
There we go. Okay.
Image browser.
We're running.
Applications.
Goodness knows what was going on there. It's just one of those little frustrations, I think. Okay, so what I want to do is follow up on the success of yesterday when I miraculously managed to put Pages into the dock. I thought I might have a go at using Pages, because actually it's one of the things that is one of the key things in using a device like this is creating documents and editing them and formatting them, saving them, and then doing something with them. And so I thought I might as well start on the journey of doing that.
Image browser.
I think I meant to be able to get to the dock just by double pressing at the bottom of the trackpad. I'm just going to try that. It never seems to work for me. Yeah. Dock. Yay. Pages. Yeah, it's a two-finger double tap. There we go. Okay. Which I just got just by trying it. You see, and this is the way that I always used to find my way around computers and used to learn how to use them was by doing it by trial and error. And you know, yes, I suppose at school I had a few IT lessons, but the majority of stuff, on Windows at least, I found just by playing. And I suppose it's bothered me that I haven't managed to do the same on the Mac, and I don't know why it is, really. I suppose part of it is that in order to use VoiceOver, Safari, you do need a certain set of skills, or at least a certain set of... you need a certain amount of knowledge, not only skill, but you need knowledge in terms of what gestures to use or what keystrokes to use, and if it's not responding in a certain way, why it's not responding in a certain way, and how to get out of that, and things like that. I'm just going to try and find Pages. There we go, Pages. Good. So I'm using the trackpad on this because I find it slightly more natural to do. So, we should be in Pages. So let's, I think what I'm going to do is just explore the toolbar, and then I will also explore the top menu, and also, well, basically the whole interface. So what I'm going to do is start with the menu, actually. So that's VOM even. Okay, so Pages. I'm using the arrow keys now. So I'm just going to go down each one just to know what's in it. So Pages. I won't repeat each one because you should be able to hear it.
About Pages. Preferences. Alert. Provide Pages feedback. Services. Submenu. Hide Pages command. Capital Hide Others command. Option. Capital Show All. Dimmed. Quit Pages command. Capital. About Pages.
So that's sort of like the equivalent of the sort of top left button on Windows, on that, not the file menu, but the one above that and to the left, which does, well, it has stuff like that in it, really. So here's File.
New command, capital N, new from template chooser.
Ellipsis.
Open.
Ellipsis.
Open recent submenu. Press command, capital W, save.
Ellipsis.
Duplicate command shift, capital rename.
Ellipsis.
Duplicate command shift, capital S.
So duplicate, I presume, is save as.
Rename.
Ellipsis.
Move to.
Ellipsis.
Alert, submenu. Export.
Ellipsis.
Reduce file size, dint.
That could be useful.
Save as template.
Ellipsis.
Page setup.
Ellipsis.
Print.
Ellipsis.
Command. New command, capital N. New from template chooser.
Ellipsis.
Command, new command, capital N. Print.
Ellipsis.
Command.
Ellipsis. Ellipsis.
So the reason why you're hearing something twice is because I flip back up and down to work out where I am. So I've already been here. So. Okay.
Ellipsis.
This is edit now.
It's
a duplicate and edit as well.
Duplicate, din command, capital D. Capital A. Deselect all, din command shift, capital A, track changes. Mail merge.
Ellipsis.
Dint.
So mail merge is in edit. That's interesting to know.
Find, submenu. Selling, submenu. Proofreading, submenu. Writing tools, submenu.
Writing tools.
Writing tools, submenu.
Don't know what that is. We'll explore that another time.
Start dictation, dint.
Sorry, what was
it? Writing tools, start dictation, dint.
Start dictation, okay.
Special characters.
Ellipsis.
So I wonder if that start dictation is separate to the dictation on the FN key, or whether it's the same thing. That would be interesting to see.
Special characters.
Ellipsis.
Undo. Dim command. Capital Z. Insert.
Menu.
24 items.
Okay, so no surprises so far.
Sections. Submenu. Section break. Dint. Page break. Dint. Layout break. Dint.
Well, apart from mail merge being in a bizarre place, but...
Auto page numbers.
Ellipsis.
Page number. Dint. Page count. Dint. Auto page numbers.
Auto page numbers.
Page number. Dint. page count, did. Date and time, did. File name, table of contents, did. Footnote, did. Bookmark, did. Hyperlink, submenu. Merge field, submenu, didn't. Center field, submenu, didn't. Comment, did. Text box, did. Shape, submenu, table, did. Function, submenu. Chart, submenu. Connection line, did. Choose
ellipsis.
Did command shift, capital. Sections, submenu.
Okay.
Sections,
submenu.
Two items, text page.
So I don't want the submenu.
Page break, did. Page break, did. Format,
menu.
Okay. So this is, I think this is quite helpful actually. I'm just going to pause the recording because you probably don't want to hear every menu that's available in Pages, so I'll be back in just a moment. You will hear voiceover on my phone as I do this, I'm afraid. Okay, that was really helpful actually. I have a good idea of what's there in the top menu and how it's laid out and that... certain things are almost sort of replicas of what I would expect to be in MS Word, at least in the days when MS Word had menu bars in quite the same way. Not menu bars, you know what I mean, the actual wordy ones rather than... Yeah, I suppose menu bars. And a few that are, a few surprises, actually. Format and font... and a range are all split out. So a range is a bit like arranging... I suppose it's akin to the draw menu, actually, in Word. Font seems to be just a quick way of changing font attributes, bold and underline and things like that. And it's got a few things in there that I didn't know what they were. The formatting one had quite a lot that I didn't know what it was. So there's some stuff to explore there. What I'm going to do now is have a quick flick through the actual toolbar.
Close button.
To paragraph style, did.
Menu button. Toolbar.
Okay, so I'm going to enter the toolbar.
Interact with.
Toolbar.
And I'm just going to flick
Set
through.
View.
Menu button.
Outline.
Button.
Sections.
Menu button.
Text box.
Button.
Shapes.
Menu button.
Table.
Button.
Charts.
Menu button.
Comment, did.
Button.
Share,
but
inspector,
but
media,
but
colors,
but
fonts,
but
view fonts,
but
colors,
but
fonts,
but
view sections, shapes, charts.
Right, okay. So I was distracted for a moment there because for a moment there I thought the sound was panning from left to right as I went across the toolbar, but I think I was imagining it. Okay, so how do I interact with one of these things? Let's see. No, I don't want the title. If I... Hang on, let's get back to one more useful.
Outline,
button,
sections,
menu button,
text box,
button,
shapes,
menu button,
a text box,
button,
text box,
edit text,
content selected, typed enter text.
I'm not sure why I want to enter text.
Footer, edit text,
footer,
edit,
typed enter text, text body,
edit text,
header,
edit text,
header,
edit text.
Okay, so is that telling me that I can... produce a header and footer.
Text area, comma, inside of the group period. Body.
Edit.
Header.
Edit text.
Header.
Edit text.
Let's just try this. Don't know how I'm going to know if it works.
Body. Edit text.
Insert an opening of text. Header.
Edit text.
Body. Header.
Edit text.
Okay. This is the danger of doing it in bed. You end up hitting the trackpad by accident.
Text area, comma, inside of the group period.
What am I going to put?
Selection replaced. O, B, E, R, C. Right, C, S. Space, Robert Wright, single quotation mark, S. Capital D, O, C, U, M, E, N, T. Document, return.
There we go. Robert's document.
Edit, header, edit text.
Original, eh?
Header, body.
Edit text.
Insertion at beginning of text. Header.
Edit text.
Body.
Edit text.
Insertion at beginning of text. Notes for in-touch interview, colon, 3, RD, August, 2, 0, 1, Ooh. 2, return.
Wow. Okay. sorry, I didn't realise it had actually loaded up a document that... been in before.
Quotation mark S document return. Text box text body.
Edit text.
Insertion at beginning of text. Notes for in-touch interview colon. 3 RD August 2012 return.
That's from when I was on in-touch in the summer talking about the accessibility.
You are currently on a text area
or lack thereof period. At the Olympics.
Body. Robert Wright single quotation mark S document return. Text box text box.
Layout item.
So was that just a name for the text box, maybe?
Edit text.
I think I'm leaping ahead a little bit here. What I want to do, what I suppose would be useful, is learning how to actually write a document from scratch. So let's...
Stop interacting with
layout area. Ruler. Layout area. Ruler. Layout area.
Okay.
Stop interacting with
scroll area.
There's lots of elements within elements.
Mid close button. Mid zoom button.
To typeface, lint.
Pop up button.
Font family, character, styles, drawer.
Button. Scroll area.
Font family, lint. Font typeface, set, font size, font subgrade, grade, not bold, italic, line, line, style, justify, line, line, spacing, lint, number.
Image, scroll area.
Okay, well, that's all quite useful, just skimming along those points there. So at the bottom of the page, maybe. Nothing at the bottom of the page. Okay, I'm just going to try and open a new document. So. New, let's try and do it with the letters.
Ellipsis.
I thought I'd hit that, but apparently not. Okay, let's try that again.
New command, capital N.
Pressing it, but it's just telling me it made it. Do I just have to press enter then, or not?
New, now template chooser.
Yep. Window.
Template chooser. Grid. One item selected. Blank.
Image.
Okay, I think we don't want the template, so we'll just go with blank. Let me select it that way.
Minimum size.
But
template chooser.
Grid.
One item selected. Blank.
Oh, I see. I need to interact with template chooser. Interact
one
with
item
it.
Selected.
Blank. Image.
One of two. One row. Three columns. Blank. Blank.
Image.
One of two. Black landscape.
Image.
Two blank.
Image.
One of two. Black
image.
One of two.
Okay, I'm trying to click on it.
One of two.
But it doesn't want to be clicked on.
Blank
image.
One of two. Blank
image.
How do I select it then?
Black landscape.
Image.
Two black landscape.
Image.
Blank
image.
Blank
image.
One of two.
Okay, maybe if I do that and then
stop interacting with template chooser.
Grid.
Stop interacting with template.
Blank. Minimum size.
Button.
50% preview size.
Slider.
Maximum size.
Button.
Cancel.
Button.
Choose default
button.
And then choose.
Press choose default. Now an untitled
window.
Good. Okay, so we now have an untitled document. So, something I need to be doing is writing out my thoughts for what this A Moment project is going to be. So perhaps I can start producing that document.
Edit text.
Header.
Edit text.
So I think the most sensible thing to do for the moment is just to get into the text area and write. So,
edit text.
Now the question is, do I need to interact with this area? I think I probably do. Let's try that.
Interact with edit text.
No, I have nothing.
N.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, if I want to, let me see, I'm going to do a title. I'm going to write it all plain text to begin with, and then do any formatting afterwards, is the plan. So, so my phone has slipped down, so if you've gone really quiet, that would explain why. What I'm going to do is just move you up there. Oop, sorry, phone now slipping out of phone holder. Maybe I won't do it like that then. Let's put it down there. Hopefully you can still hear me. Okay, what I'm going to do... I'm not very good at thinking about two things at once. So let's...
Space project.
What on earth am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? Project moment, that was it.
Return moment. Return.
Project moment. It's a bit of a wordy title.
Return. Unhighlighted. Return. Highlighted.
Oh, I see.
Return. Unhighlighted. Selection deleted.
Okay. Let's just call it aims.
Return. 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 Purpose. Capital J-E. Space A-I-M. Space O. Space A-I-S. Space O-Z-U-M-E-N-T. Space I-S. Space O-S. Space S-E-T. Space O-U-T. Space T-H-E. Space A-I-M-S. Space O-F. Space. Capital R-O-J-E-Z-T. Space. Pro. Capital O-M-E-N-T. Space. Moment. A-S. Space. Capital Space E-N-V-I-S-A. G-E-D. Space T-A-E-M. Space. M-W-H-E-N. Space. When O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L-L-Y. Space S-U-G-G-E-S-T-I-N-G. Space A-G. Space I-D-E-A. Period. Idea. Period. Return.
So what's interesting here is,
okay.
So I can get it to read it back if I just use the arrow keys to go back up. It's not a very good sentence, is it? But who cares? I'm just doing it as an example. So at the moment, I seem to only have it actually on announcing the characters as I type them. I prefer to have it announcing the words, really. I mean, unless I'm really typing badly, then I should know what letters I'm hitting, ideally. I wonder if I can change that on the fly using the rotor, maybe.
Words. Lines.
Can I change verbosity?
Navigation. Paragraphs. Sentences.
That's navigation, I think.
Paragraphs.
So that would be...
Return. When originally suggesting the idea period, return. Return. When originally suggesting the idea period, return. The aim of this document is to set out the aims of Project Moment as I envisage them. When originally suggesting return. Navigation. Characters. Navigation. Navigation. When originally suggesting the idea period, return. Return. Bottom of document. Current. Words. Lines. Sentences. Paragraph. Navigation. Characters. Okay. Navigation. Paragraphs. Navigation.
So this just seems to be a navigation menu. Okay. Right. Okay, return. Well, let's do something
return.
Useful. Let's...
Top of return. Project limit return.
So what I want to do is to highlight the first... sentence.
Capital P R O J E C T space capital N O M E N T.
Which I've just done as one would normally do, shift and right arrow. And then I want to make that slightly larger, so I'm going to exit the element.
Stop interacting with edit text. Body header.
Edit text.
Body.
Edit text.
Project moment is selected. Project moment return header.
Edit text.
Body.
Edit text.
Project moment.
I'm trying to find.
Edit text.
Stop interacting with page one. Page one.
Group.
Stop interacting with.
Layout area.
You seem to have to
stop
go
out. With.
Scroll area.
You seem to have to go
scroll area.
A long way. Didn't realize I'd gone into so many elements.
Scroll area.
Regular typeface.
Toolbar.
Regular typeface.
Pop up button.
Set the font size. Font size. Did. Typeface. Did.
Pop up button.
I wonder if we have a style. What I ideally want to find is like a title style.
Set font size. Font size. Did. Grade 9.3. Text. Did.
Color well.
Grade 9.3. Background. Did.
Color well.
Everything's dimmed
grade
for some reason.
Font size. Typeface. Font family. Did.
Pop up button.
Okay, so that's not working.
Scroll area.
Interact with.
Scroll area.
Interact with.
Ruler.
Content is empty.
No.
Stop interact.
Layout area.
Interact with.
Layout area.
Page 1.
Group.
Okay.
Page 1.
Group.
Interact with page 1.
Group.
Three items, header, body, header.
Edit text.
I should say, whilst I'm doing this, really, really big thanks to the boot magnet, Jackie Rumble, for forwarding me on some audio files of instructions on using VoiceOver, which I think will be really, really helpful, hopefully.
Edit text.
Insertion at beginning of text. Project moment return.
Is it still highlighted?
Edit text.
Insertion at beginning of text. Project moment return. Interact with edit text. Project moment return. Return aims return. Return purpose return. The aim of this document is to set out the aims of project moment as I envisage them when originally suggesting the idea period return. Return.
The reason why it's so verbose at the moment, by the way, the reason why it's announcing every return is because I increased the verbosity deliberately because I was getting fed up of it not announcing points or, you know, full stops or points in well... largely points in numbers. So, for instance, it was if there was a price of £1.95 in the App Store, it would just read it as 1.95, which is not very helpful, really, is it? And I'm thinking, it's an expensive app. So if anybody knows how you can get it to announce points... without telling me return, return, return all the way down a page, that would be really helpful. I mean, maybe it's useful having it verbose at this stage, but I don't know.
The project moment return. The return. The aim of project moment return.
Yes.
Top of document remains return.
I don't think
return.
It project. Had kept its selection. So.
Project moment return. Highlighted.
All right, so I've highlighted it. What I'm going to do this time is try going through the menu instead. So, view in.
Menu bar.
Apple. Page file. Edit. Insert format. Arrange. View. Arrange. Format. Insert.
That's interesting.
Format.
It only now has format and arrange. Before it had font as well.
Format, menu, 18 items.
Font, submenu. Oh, font is a submenu. Ah, that makes sense.
Font, submenu.
12 items, show fonts command, capital T. Build command, capital italic command, capital underline command, capital strike through. Underline command, italic command, capital build command, capital B.
All right, for now I'm just going to put it in bold. I want to find styles later.
Build checked.
Okay.
Build. Project moment return, project moment return. Project moment return.
Interestingly, it doesn't tell me that it's bold.
Return. Aims return. Return. Purpose return. The aim of this doc when originally suggesting the idea period return.
Okay. I think a final thing to do today, I'm just going to try and save the document. So, give me a moment. I'm still slightly worried that you're not hearing this all. Okay, so if I want to save it, what do I need to do? I think probably the easiest way for now is doing it via the menu again. So,
menu bar.
Pages. File.
File.
File. New command. New from template to open.
Ellipsis.
Open recent sub post command. Capital save.
Ellipsis.
Command,
save.
Capital S. Save ellipsis. Interact with save.
Dialog.
Save as colon. Save as colon. Where colon?
Okay.
Save as colon. Untitled. Content selected.
Edit text.
Okay, so I'm going to save this as, what's the date today?
It's you are currently on a text field period. To select two.
12.
1, 2.
11. 1, 0, 5. 5.
Dash 121105 dash capital R dash capital R dash capital P R O J E Z T capital M O M E N T underline project moment
project moment aims
capital A I M S aims underline underline
9 1 9 0
dash 9 1 dash capital J R J.
Okay. So I quite like using a standard naming format, which is why it was a bit long and complicated, but it pays dividends in the end.
What iCloud? Where colon?
Pop-up button.
121105 dash iCloud. Where colon?
Pop-up button.
I'm not sure I really want to save it on the iCloud.
Cancel
button.
iCloud. Where colon?
Pop-up button.
Okay, so let's do the pop-up button.
Menu. 15 items.
Check mark.
iCloud. Garage Band.
Why would I save it in Garage Band?
Garage Band.
Check mark.
iCloud. Robert Wright single quotation mark S MacBook Air. Remote list. Applications. Desktop. Documents. Documents.
Documents would seem a sort of obvious place, wouldn't it?
Save as colon. Where colon? Closing menu. Documents. Where colon?
Pop.
I know it's not telling me anything.
Documents. Where? Where? Documents.
Okay.
Stop interacting with the title of pop-up button. One documents. Where colon?
Pop-up button.
Good.
121105 dash r dash project moment underline names underline 91 dash rj. Insert. 12110 this documents. Where colon?
Pop up button.
Save default.
Button.
Save default. Cancel.
Button.
Save default.
Button.
Press save body.
Edit.
Body.
Edit text.
Insertion on word. Closing dialog. Body.
Edit text.
Okay.
Insertion on word.
I think I've done that. I'm going to exit pages.
Return. Return. Stop interacting with page one.
Group.
Stop interacting with. Stop interact.
So I've got all the way out.
Close button.
Close.
Now an untitled.
Window. Scroll area. Scroll area.
Font.
Toolbar. To scroll area. The close button.
Press interact with save.
Dialog.
Do you want to keep this new document left? Double quotation mark and title right. Double quotation mark question. Do you want to keep this new document left? Double quotation mark.
I think that was my
right,
notes for
You can choose to save your changes, comma, or delete this document immediately. Period. You can choose to save your changes.
In touch. Which I don't want to save.
You can choose to save your changes. Save as colon. Untitled. Content selected.
Edit
disclosure. Dim dunch checked. Where colon? iCloud. Where colon?
Pop up button.
No, it's not giving me the choice not to. I'm gonna have to change the default action here as well.
Robert Wright single quote remote list. Applications. Desktop. Documents.
Okay.
Do you want to keep this new document left? Double quotation mark and title right. Double quotation mark question. You can choose to save your changes, comma, or delete this document in closing menu. Stop interacting with the title of pop-up button. Didn't stop save. Default.
Button.
Let's just save it for now. There we go.
Edit closing dialog.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're done. I'm just going to try and close. Shut down. It's not speaking to me. Come on, speak to me.
Authentication.
Right, and we have shut down. There we go. Okay, so a little bit of a wash-up on that. I think that was actually semi-successful. I need to be careful when doing this. I do take baby steps. I don't try and get ahead of myself too quickly. I'm just going to check how much time I've got left.
Time remaining. 0:18.
18 seconds. Okay, this won't be a very long wash up then. I'll wash up tomorrow. But I think that's actually been quite a useful session, and it's something that I will need to do. So let's finish on a high.